Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything pineapple, and your new partner in adventure. Okay, let's jump right in. Today is our 50th episode. Can you believe it? I cannot believe where the time has gone. 50th. We are 2 weeks away from a full year. Today is a very special episode because it is our 50th. And in 2 weeks, we will have another special episode because it will be our 1 year anniversary. I'm so excited. Really so excited. I just can't believe that we're already here at the year mark almost. Thank you so much for your support of the podcast and keeping it going. I know I tell you all the time, but if you guys didn't listen, then I wouldn't produce. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And if you can find it in your heart, we need more reviews. I just want to let you know that we are starting to get a lot more guests. We are getting requests, and I am requesting guests so that I can find the best information out there for you girls. And people look, they want to know about the star ratings and they want to know about the reviews. And so if we could beef those up so that I can continue to find you girls the best of the best, that would be awesome. So please share the podcast. Please pause it right now and find it in your heart to go give us a review so that we can keep doing what we do here for you. Moving on, let's just jump right into it. This 50th episode is going to be 10 of my very favorite things. Now, the reason that I chose to do this for you is because this is some of the stuff that I use to make my life better, easier, more convenient, and I want to share them with you so that your life can be better, easier, and more convenient too. I have to preface number one with, if you're a guy, you may want to skip to number two. If you have kids in your car and you don't want them to know about your monthly, then skip to number two. Okay, you've been fairly warned. Here we go. My number one favorite product is called the Flex Disc. It is also called Soft Cup and Soft Disc if you buy it from the drugstore, or if you buy it from the online website under a subscription. So I stumbled across Flex Fits on Instagram, and it intrigued me because I have seen the Diva Cups going around and around, and I thought that they were better as far as quality of product than pads and tampons, because I'm looking for something, you know, a little bit more organic, less chemicals, that kind of thing. And I realized that they have the organic pads and tampons, but I was just intrigued by something a little bit better than the same old, same old. So I did look into the Diva Cup. I never did buy one because I was sort of like, they're expensive, whatever. Then I stumbled across Flex Fits. Girl, let me just tell you how this product has literally changed my life. If I can explain this to you and make it as visual as possible, it is a plastic ring with a thinner plastic that covers the circumference of the ring. It is squishy, so you squeeze the sides, you insert, and it immediately suctions. All right, you get the point. I'll try to not get any more graphic than that. The deal with this thing is, though, I get to wear all my regular underwear. I would wear white pants with this thing. It stays good for 12 hours, and you can have mess-free sex with it. Did I say that out loud? Girls, this thing is amazing. I literally shout it from the rooftops to all the women that I know who still have periods. This thing is amazing. It is dummy proof. It is simple. It is easy. And P.S., it doesn't hurt. And if you're interested, they do have a lot of videos about it on the website. So www.flexfits.com. You can look up videos. You can find out all the, you know, information about it as far as what it helps, what it's good for, whatever. But my own personal review, every woman in the world needs these things. I love it. Okay, enough of that talk. Let's move on to number two. I have told you girls in the past that I have struggled with anxiety, and over the last 4 or 5 years, I have been learning anything and everything that I can on how to combat anxiety. You know, food, water intake, CBD oil, you know, all the things. And I came across weighted blankets used for anxiety, for calming. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll try it. Well, if you're unaware, they're a bit pricey. So I waited for a really long time before I got one because, hello, expensive blanket much? So once I finally found one at Target, if you're interested, it was around the $80 mark, which some of the ones online are a bit more expensive than that. I'm like, okay, at least from Target, if I hate it, if it's not worth it, I can return it because it's so expensive. Girl, again, another thing that totally changed my life. So while I was in the middle of some issues this last time around, I bought my weighted blanket. I sat upstairs with that weighted blanket for 2 hours before I actually started to notice the results. But I was also like in hyper crazy mode at the time too. So I started using this thing on a regular basis the whole time that I was fighting my last bout of anxiety, and it was amazing. I kept thinking to myself, okay, this thing weighs 12 pounds. Am I going to be able to pack light enough in my suitcase for me to be able to take it everywhere I go with me? Of course, that's just a little joke. I'm not going to be taking a weighted blanket with me everywhere I go, but it was so amazing. I intend to use it the next time that things come up. Not that I'm trying to be a Debbie Downer, but hey, as is life. So if you struggle in any type of area of anxiety, depression, anything like that, girl, you need to get yourself a weighted blanket. This thing totally rocked my world. Okay, number three, GTS kombucha. I definitely was one of the people that had to look up the correct pronunciation because I always want to call it kombucha, but that's not how you say it. It is kombucha. Okay. That, yeah, I know. It took me a while. Anyways, my favorite brand is GTS kombucha, and I like the green one. I think it's called multigreen, which I don't know. I should look online, I guess, but I'm sure it's probably the least popular one because it's green. I love green stuff. I also love lots of vegetables. So the green one is totally right up my alley. I don't know why. It almost has like this nutty aftertaste, which is so yum. I feel like I'm explaining this really weird and it sounds kind of creepy, but it is so good. And the reason that GTS is my favorite is because they don't add sugar. If you are diligent and you go and look at all of the kombucha brands, they usually have added sugar. Now, I'm not into that. I feel like I have enough sugar in my life as it is, just with my here and there desserts and whatever else that they like to put it in. So I try to take it out as much as possible. So good on you, GTS. You're one of my favorites. Number four, Beauty Counter Acne System. I have literally struggled with acne since I hit puberty. It's just a thing. I have made my peace with it. Are there things that I do and don't do to make it better or worse? Absolutely. I still eat dairy, which I know doesn't help. I still like dessert, which I know doesn't help. But you only live once, people. So I discovered the Beauty Counter brand. I started looking for a cosmetic line that was lower in toxicity. Because I feel like there's only so much that you can control when it comes to your food, especially when you eat out. And so for the majority of us, when we use, you know, a shampoo, conditioner, cosmetics, you know, cleaning supplies, all those things, that usually doesn't change. You know, we stick with the same, you know, everything that we know, we always stay with it, and we travel with it as well. Food is kind of up in the air depending on, you know, where you're buying, what you're eating, if you're going out to eat, if you're traveling. You do the best that you can, but that's not always something that you can control every single minute of every single day. So I wanted to start lowering my toxic load this year, and cosmetics was the first place that I started. I started looking around. I tried a couple of different brands, and I came across Beauty Counter, and they have an acne system. And so I met up with a girl. She let me try it, and I think that both of us just kind of had like busy schedules going on, and so I ended up keeping the system for 2 solid weeks. Let me just tell you, she has gotten a client out of me because I was able to keep that system for an extended period of time. Because when I first started using it, it started breaking my face out. But the reason for that was because it was pulling all of the junk out of my face. And then afterwards, I was so completely clear. I mean, I couldn't believe it. It was so clear that I didn't even have like any little under the skin whiteheads anymore. It was amazing. And then of course, after I returned her system to her, about a week later, it all started showing back up. So I bought the system and I love it. Now, I cannot attest to any of their other products, but this system, oh, definitely my favorite. Number 5, excess energy drinks. Now, if you are curious about where to get these because you cannot buy them at the store, then you can hit me up on Instagram or hit me up from the website. That's fine. But I have been drinking excess energy drinks for 14 years now, and it is the number one healthiest energy drink on the market. I am absolutely not an advocate for energy drinks. I think they are terrible for you. They are so, so bad for you. And I just want to shake people when I see them drinking them because they're so bad for you. But this energy drink was actually invented by a marathon runner. It has 4,900% B12 in it. It has zero carbs and zero sugars, and they've got like 12 or 15 different flavors. I love it, and I have one every single morning that I go to work out. Because if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know my husband and I are not coffee drinkers. We both hate coffee. I know, don't stone me. We did not even own a coffee maker until we had been married for maybe like 10 years. And the only reason we bought it was so that my mom could have coffee when she came to visit us. So we are not coffee people. We are energy drink people, but only the healthy ones. Okay, number 6. I love acrylic nails. Now, this is not necessarily a matter of where you get these. Obviously, you know you can get them at any nail salon that is near you, but they are one of my most favorite things. I used to be a nail biter for years and years and years. I know, it's so gross. I know. So, just to avoid the entire situation, I keep acrylics on all the time. Not to mention regular polish would chip off like literally 20 minutes after I worked for 40 minutes to get it on, because you have to paint and then you have to wait for it to dry. And then you have to paint it again for your second coat. Then you have to wait for it to dry. Then you have to paint your clear coat over top and then you have to wait for it to dry. And it takes forever to dry. And then 20 minutes later it would chip. Drives me bonkers. So acrylics all the way for me. Number 7. Girls, You know I love pineapples. Pineapples are my favorite. I love real pineapples. I like to eat real pineapples. I love fake pineapples that I put up in my house. I love pineapple shirts. I love pineapple tattoos. I've been considering one, but I think I'm a chicken. I love pineapple everything. I have pineapples on my cups. And I've been on the lookout for some pineapple shoes. I know, that's not really a thing. It's just a fun thing. Not really a thing, though. Okay, number 8, water bottles. My husband says that I have a problem. I love water bottles. Every time I go to the store, I look for an opportunity to buy a water bottle. Now, you know I have like 5,000 and I don't need any more, but I love them. I love them so much. I, like I said, have water bottles with pineapples on them. I have pink water bottles and blue water bottles and a water bottle that's shaped like a pineapple. Actually, a friend gave me that for my birthday one year. It was really cute. Super fun. But my very most favorite water bottles are hydro flasks. You can get those, of course, online. They also sell them at Dick's, I think other sports stores as well. But hydro flask is my absolute favorite. Now, I do have some Yetis and, you know, other brands, whatever. But hydro flask is my favorite because they're just so convenient and so pretty. They have handles that you can carry. They, of course, are insulated, so they keep everything cold. They have big sizes. There's just so many things that I like about Hydro Flask. They are awesome. Okay, number 9. We're getting close, girls, here to the end. I am definitely a reader. I love to read, and I really love physical books. I know that buying on Kindle is definitely cheaper, all that kind of stuff, but I love a physical book just to be able to see, like, you know, how many pages are left in the chapter, how far I am into the book. I like holding it. I like the smell of the pages, all the things. But time at this point in my life is a major constraint because you girls know I'm building out and getting ready to offer the new service for Road Warriors Wellness Concierge. It's just a thing. Therefore, I listen to audiobooks. I consume audio like nobody's business. I consume it when I work out. I consume it when I'm in the car. I consume it when I'm in the shower. I am all about audiobooks. Audible is a fantastic service if you're looking to pay to be able to get books, you know, for cheaper, get a freebie. And my favorite is an app called Hoopla. I know, it's really funny. H-O-O-P-L-A. It's a blue app that says Hoopla on it. And it is attached to your library card. Holy moly, did I just age myself? Yes, I have a library card because to be able to use Hoopla, you have to have a library card. And if they have any of the audiobooks in stock, then you can download them for free. And then you keep them for a certain amount of time and then they get returned. Now, of course, if you want to, you know, download it again, borrow it. That's what they call it, is borrowing it, then that's fine. But sometimes the titles that I want are not on there, so that's where Audible comes in. So look on Hoopla first, and then if they don't have it, check Audible so that you can save yourself a little bit of money and grow your brain. Okay, last one. We're finishing up. CBD oil has become one of my favorite things. Number one, I absolutely think if you are going to be taking CBD oil, then you need to make sure you know where it's coming from. Girls, we talk about this stuff all the time, you know, eating organic food, like trying to figure out where your food is coming from, you know, whether it's nutrients that you're looking for or organic that you're looking for, you know, everything that you are putting into your body. We were just talking about toxic-free cosmetics. Anything and everything that you are trying to put into your body needs to be examined for quality. And CBD oil is no different. I have been taking CBD oil for quite a while now. We did an episode on it back on episode 10. So if you want to know all things CBD oil, then go back and listen to episode 10 with my girlfriend Heather. But CBD oil has completely changed some of the things that I try to do in my life. At the time, I was taking a very, very low dose of my anxiety medication because, again, I'm not a fan of medication, but don't torture yourself for long periods of time for no reason. So I had been taking my medication for about a week, and then I introduced the CBD oil with it. I took both of them at the same time for 1 week and then completely gave up the meds. I continued to take the CBD oil for another week, and I completely felt better. Like, I already felt better once I stopped the medication, but just for the sake of making sure I was over the hump, I continued. So I do not take it every single day, but it has definitely helped me with anxiety. And then some days, depending on, you know, the time of the month or what's going on in life, I really need to just slow down and focus. I need that little extra help to be able to process all of the 5,000 things that I have going on in my brain between my children, my current business, my brand new service, my workouts, my food that's coming up, my food shopping, you know, all the things that all of us moms have to deal with. And so I take it sometimes to help me slow down and focus. And it is absolutely amazing. So I hope that you girls have been able to get some insight and maybe some helpful tips from this episode, but I am so excited that we have hit number 50, and I am so grateful to all of you for listening, and I hope that you can use some of these fabulous products in your life. So before we finish out, you know we need to do our crowning moment and our flop moment. So my flop moment for this week is the blood drive that I go to every so often. I don't, what is it, like 6 weeks or whatever that you have to wait in between giving blood. So whatever that time frame is, I do it every one of those time frames. And for the last two time frames, I haven't been able to give. And I feel so bad because where I go, you know, we're counting on those numbers because I know that there's actually a blood shortage currently. And I go to give and my iron is too low. And it's so disappointing that I can't give. But they prick you in one finger to test your iron. And if you're good, you know, then you go and you give your blood. Well, if your iron's too low, they offer to prick you in your other finger, in your other hand, to check that one as well. So for the last two times, they've pricked me in both of my fingers and I haven't been able to give. And not only can I now not give, I also have to walk around for another 3 or 4 days with pricked fingers. I think that's worse than the actual blood giving part, is the pricking of the fingers, because it hurts. And I know I'm being a big baby, but it's disappointing that I now have hurting fingers and I didn't get to give any blood. So, wah wah, flop moment for me. Okay, now the crowning moment. Girls, I am so freaking excited. I got asked to speak at an online summit that is coming up tomorrow. It is called the Living in Alignment Summit, and I will be speaking on Facebook Live with 6 other gorgeous women, and we all will be talking about health and wellness and self-care. So if you are interested in hearing more about the summit and joining us, I will put the link for you to sign up in advance in the show notes. And if you sign up in advance, then you get all these bonuses. You will get the replay and all kinds of stuff. So make sure you check out the link and make sure you keep an eye out on social media so that you can join us for this online summit tomorrow and Thursday. I cannot wait to see you girls there. I am so excited. Again, thank you so much for all your support. And until next week, girls. Adventure on!